Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Little reminder to everyone, a little PSA, happy Tuesday. It's not Tuesday, it's Tuesday, not Monday, so we got that going for us.
Woo!
Hopefully you had the day off. If you had to work, that sucks, and we do appreciate, for the reason we had the day off, our veterans who have served our country, so thank you so much. Hopefully everyone had a better weekend than me, man. I was just still cleaning up that basement the entire weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I was cutting out carpet, I had to move things into storage, I was cutting drywall. It was a blast. It was so much fun.
How are you feeling?
Terrible. Kevin was just asking me like all the details of everything I'll have to go into trying to get it back.
I mean, physically?
To normal? Just to even...
I mean, I'm a beast, Hannah. What are you talking about? No, I'm tired, man. I'm old.
Yeah. I didn't know if you were fully over your sickness or not.
Yes. And so like on Friday... I took Thursday off because I had aches and it got worse, probably because I was like dealing with the water in the basement. And then on Friday, I came back, did the show. And then from that point on until like 9 o'clock at night, I didn't stop. I had rented a U-Haul.
Oh, wow.
I moved a bunch of stuff into a storage unit and then I put it into the storage unit. Then I had to cut up more carpet. And so I didn't stop until like basically 9 o'clock at night on Friday. So that was like the day after like... call off work day.
And it sucks too because your kids are at that age where it's not like they can help you. They have to be watched. So your wife, Katie, has to take the kids.
Yeah, she's taking the kids.
You are all by yourself, man. Oh.
My son went like on a play date and he was like, "Yo, Dad, did you need my help?" I was like, he's like, "Sorry, I was playing with Franny." But I left you hanging because he came and saw a lot of the carpet was gone. He's like, you were able to do this without me? I was like, barely.
Yeah.
How was your guys' this weekend?
Good. We went to the symphony.
How was that?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was... Was it your first time?
It was my first time.
Okay, yeah. Our first time going. It was beautiful. And it was definitely... We were just talking about it before we even went on air. And I definitely think going to the symphony is an experience that everybody needs to have. Like, if you live in St. Louis, even if you don't, come travel to St. Louis because everybody needs to go to the symphony at least
once. Yeah, they're doing this really cool thing called Young Friends where you get $75 for four shows, and then you get to have like a little Q&A afterwards with some of like the musicians and singers and stuff. And it's really cool because then it's the same people going to all these concerts, then you get to like make friends with people who are interested in the same thing. Yeah,
I feel like one of the things that I feel like you get to is just the breaking up the monotony.
Yeah,
it's always like go to the same bar, go to the same happy hour, do the same things, and so you're kind of looking for those unique things to introduce you to culture in different ways. Like we do stuff with the art museum, but that stuff's cool down the symphony now. That's pretty cool. So I'm glad you guys had a better weekend. If you guys want to, if anyone wants to come rip up carpet for fun, you know, we could play Mozart in the background while
Let you and Theodore handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Four friends were on a catamaran together, and they were about 230 miles from the Bermuda coast. And all of a sudden, that little catamaran started taking on a lot of water, and they were able to contact the Coast Guard, being like, "Oh my gosh, we need help. This is not going good." Well, none other than a Disney cruise ship noticed that this little tiny catamaran was taking on water, and the brand new Disney cruise ship called the Disney Treasure helped these four people, rescued them. They were able to take them in, get them food, get them water, get them completely fine.
Taking a show.
Yeah, no injuries were sustained at all. I mean, could you imagine you're just like struggling in the middle of the ocean thinking like, "Oh my gosh, what's next for me?" And all of a sudden, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse comes floating right next to you. So, I mean, what better people to help you out?
It feels very Moana-like. You're sitting on these crazy waves in the middle of the ocean. Yes.
Yeah, so instead of the Coast Guard helping, it was Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse always coming through. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. People were debating this online, and I thought it was interesting because I know someone in the studio does this all the time. Is it okay to take your shoes off at work?
I sure hope so, because I do this every single day.
Hannah does this every day. Majority of people.
Not just in the studio either. Like, I walk around the office without shoes on daily.
Really?
Majority of people said no, it is inappropriate. But I will say this. They also asked, I don't know why I voted that way, but it's inappropriate. Yeah. That's what they said, which I thought was funny.
You gotta have receipts to like back up why you believe this. And I just think you should feel comfortable. If it makes you work better, do it.
What part of it can make you work better?
It can make you work better. As someone who also takes their shoes off and walks around the office barefoot.
I just feel more relaxed.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it depends on what you do. It depends on, I mean, like if you're in a desk or on a desk and nobody's going to really see you. Now, walking around the office, I think that's a no-no.
You
think
Kevin, are you judging me?
I am.
Kevin.
I surprisingly have a strong opinion about this, and it's, you should totally be able to take your shoes off.
Thank you.
I don't understand why you can't.
I think you have to know your place. Like, if you're a really smelly person, probably don't.
Like, but that's the same as, like that's a universal rule. Like, if you have smelly food, don't eat the smelly food next to people, like, on the plane or anything. Like,
I was just going to say, I've been on planes where people have taken their shoes off and it smells up the entire plane. And
terrible,
they just leave it like that.
But that has nothing to do
don't
with...
Don't be that person.
Yeah, but that is you being smelly. That's the rude part. It's not you took your shoes off. It's the fact that you didn't shower. That's
maybe,
the
like, make sure you're wearing socks. I don't want to see, like, your dogs out.
I don't care about the dog. As long as it's not smelly. Like, for me, it's you're not outside. You're working indoors. You take your shoes off at home, right? It might even consider it's rude to leave your shoes on, people say, inside someone's house. It might be considered rude to wear shoes at work.
I thought you were going to say at work. Yeah.
It's rude to wear
your
shoes.
It's rude to keep your shoes on.
Yeah, you should keep your shoes off at work. It's it's the opposite. You should be like,
what is the point? I feel like maybe the only situation I can think where you have to keep them on at all times is if you work at like a doctor's office.
Yeah, like that's different. Right. Yeah, like that's like, I feel like that's a different thing.
Like Odyssey St. Louis, shoes off.
Yeah, I agreed. I think like shoes off, man, yeah. Now we're still
mic's off too.
No, I want to try it one more time.
One more time.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
Good.
You ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
All right. It's all going to go down. You versus Hannah. 5 pop culture questions. It's a showdown. All right.
Okay.
All right, Cheyenne. Tell Hannah to leave the room.
Leave the room, Hannah.
I'm gone.
There you go. All right, so she's going to leave the room. She can't hear the questions. I'll ask you guys the same ones. Got to get more right than Hannah. Tie goes to her. We just found out that Trump won the election. He will become the president on Inauguration Day. What number president will Trump be?
47.
Okay. Who is the richest man in the world?
Elon Musk.
On Jeopardy, a $200 question was, quote, "Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?" is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a 3-time Super Bowl champ. Who is it?
Travis Kelce.
Yes. A new Star Wars is being created, rumor has it. Who is the bad guy in Star Wars?
Darth Vader.
And then who plays Forrest Gump? Need an answer. This would be 5 for 5, just so you know.
I can't remember his last name.
3, 2. Want to throw something out there?
I don't know.
No? Oh, dang it.
Yeah. I'm sure Tom will say Hanks.
Tom Hanks. 4 out of 5. You did really good. So Hannah's going to have to go perfect 5 for 5 to beat you, or she can actually 4 out of 5 with Ty. I'll see how she does, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. I asked Cheyenne 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. When Hannah was outside the room, she could not hear the questions that I asked Cheyenne, and Cheyenne did pretty well. Tell her how many you got right.
Four.
Impressive.
She only missed the last question just because she couldn't get the last name. That's how close she was to going 5 for 5.
Oh my gosh. And you didn't give her the point?
No, I didn't give her the point. Oh. Out of respect for you.
I should get half a point.
I know. 4.5.
Oh, okay.
I agree. So now we're moving it to 4.5 for you to tie, Hannah.
All right.
Tie guards, Hannah. Got to give at least 4.5. What number president will Trump be?
47.
47. Who is the richest man in the world?
Elon Musk?
That's correct. On Jeopardy, there was a $200 question. Are you smarter than a celebrity is hosted by this man, who's probably more famous as a boyfriend than as a 3-time Super Bowl champ? Who is it?
Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
Whoa!
And for some reason, Jeopardy just roasted this man,
right,
saying
exactly.
He's famous for being a boyfriend. You're 3 for 3. Got to get at least...
A point and a half.
Point and a half here in the last two. A new Star Wars is rumored to be in the works. Who is the bad guy in Star Wars?
Darth Vader.
Oh. Yeah. Yes!
And I always mess up his name because I think it's Dark.
Right.
There you go.
But
so 4.
We would have accepted Darth Maul, Darth Sidious. There's a ton of Darths.
Huh. Oh, who knew?
Huh. News to me.
But
I did.
You still have to get a half a point
okay.
here.
Okay, half point.
Who plays Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, 5 for 5.
Oh!
Yes. Cheyenne had only gotten Tom. Just Tom.
What?
Generic old Tom. That's what we call him. Uncle Tom. But you got to say, this is Cheyenne and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Cheyenne and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right. Hopefully you had yesterday off. Thank you to the men and women who have served our country so we could have that day off for Veterans Day. Let's see what was trending over the long weekend. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline, if I should keep scrolling or not. Bride decides to let wedding guests choose their last name.
What?
Yeah, engaged couple are trying to figure out whether they should hyphenate their last name, whether he should take her name, she should take his. They couldn't come to the conclusion, which is really what marriage is compromise.
Right, no kidding.
They couldn't figure out how to compromise, so they said they're just going to let the guests vote, and then they'll decide the name the day of the wedding.
Wow.
So, yeah, whatever gets the most votes.
You know, I've never heard of the man taking the woman's last name.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
2024,
actually.
Man.
All right, do whatever you want.
Yeah. If you can go back in time, would you marry your spouse again? This answer might blow your mind.
I would never go back in time for anything. Keep it moving. Forward, obviously.
All right. Here are the places in your home dirtier than a toilet.
What?
Your cell phone, your kitchen towels, your toothbrush holder, your bed sheets, your cutting boards, your pet bowls, and your kitchen sponge.
Wow.
Your bed sheets?
All dirtier than a toilet.
Yeah, a lot of people don't wash their bed sheets on a regular.
Yep.
Okay, well, this is your sign, folks. It's time to change your bed sheets. It's worth it.
Yeah, but even if, like, think about it. You lay in it for, like, a month. The toilet is...
A month?
Say, like, yeah, that's what I think the average person washes them once a month.
Oh, well, you got to start doing that more regularly.
All right.
Brett, I just learned something about you.
What makes men and women feel most in love?
What?
For women, it's spending quality time with their loved ones, such as taking a walk together or a long chat. Men is when you show interest in something they enjoy, like football.
Oh. Maybe that's why I never work out with anybody.
What would make a husband more attractive to his wife?
Nah, keep moving.
Okay. Sleep Index reveals what's keeping Americans up at night.
What?
Okay, this is from Mattress Firm. They study, like, what keeps you awake. Kids under 18 say kids.
What?
Kids keep you up at night.
Right.
Thinking about them, worrying about them, keeping you awake. If you have kids under the age of 18, it is
I
kids.
I thought it was kids under the age of 18 voted in this and said,
no,
like, if you have like, kids, why are they worried about themselves?
Up until they get to like 18, they keep you up is the number one answer. And then they said financial stress was number two. Presidential election actually finished right in the top 5 when they did this study.
Holy cow.
So many people were stressing about that damn election.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get this one right. The average woman will kiss how many men before they get married?
Kiss.
How many men do you think you will kiss, Hannah, before you get married?
I'm going to say...
Learn a lot about you here in a second.
Right. I'm just going to say a round number of 10.
10. Okay. Kevin.
Yeah, I was like in that same area. I think it's a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm going to say 11.
11.
Oh, wow. Oh,
just close without going over, okay. I guess.
I think I'm going to say 15.
How long is your list? Because I know you like to make
longer than 15.
There you go. AB is the closest. It is
really?
Over 15, okay. Guys.
Mm.
So there's your hint.
Tuck her up.
It's because you got to, what is the saying? You got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get to the prince.
Something like that.
Women kiss a lot of guys before they find the one, because most guys are just like, oh, nope, move it on.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day. The average woman will kiss how many men before they get married?
Victoria texted in and said 17. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say 18. The Colliers say 22. And lots of people are saying 25. But I just got a text on my own phone from my sister that said 50.
Dang.
You're
going to learn some stuff about her sister.
No.
I said you're going to learn some stuff.
50.
50 is too high,
okay.
says Hannah's sister. Right. We learned a lot about yeah. you. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out the person who got it right, who also went through a little bit of hell this weekend. Uncle Pete had to go to the hospital. We're glad to have him back. He's doing good.
Oh.
And he's back in the Megamind question of the day. Correct. Shout out
Look
Uncle Pete.
Yay.
Guys, a superhero. 18. Average woman will kiss 18 people.
I was close.
Yeah, you were close. So... we know. What was your number at, though?
It's higher than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Less than 50.
Okay,
less than 50.
I was going to say.
Less than Hannah's sister, apparently.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
It's interesting we got to play Eminem, my favorite artist, while commercial free, because we're going to talk about something that AB said was her favorite. I have a surprise for AB, and she's been nervous ever since, guys, but I have a surprise. And it's not really much of a surprise for you, AB, other than I get to give you something
what?
That you didn't think you were going to get for a very long time. And that is your favorite book back.
No.
Oh, no. Did you finish it?
I finished it. AB had given me her favorite book and told me to read it because I was looking for a thriller to read. And
uh-huh.
when did I tell you I thought I would finish it? Do you remember?
Like a year. You were like, this is going to take me forever.
I thought over Christmas, over the holiday. And I actually finished it on November 10th or 11th, whatever it was.
Wow.
You're getting it back by November 12th. You thought you were going to lose that book forever.
Yeah, I thought I was never getting that thing back.
So it's called The Silent Patient, and I have a review for you.
Ooh.
Look at the look.
You're making me so nervous. It's literally my favorite book of all time.
Yes, it's our favorite book. She said, if you do not like the book, don't even tell me.
I said I'm dropping out of the show.
Yeah, I could have quit. She would quit.
Wow.
Wow.
You didn't like it.
The book actually surprised me.
Okay, good.
I didn't think those thrillers. So, like, when it comes to thrillers, I think I'm, like, just so exhausted and tired.
Yes, yes.
Because I saw you post this, too, because you're, like, big into reading now.
Yeah, I finished a book the other day, and I finished this series on Hulu, Tell Me Lies, and everyone was like, this is, like, the most insane plot twist ever. And I was like, it didn't surprise me. I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I think what happens is you get so busy and you're so overwhelmed with life that even those thrillers, you just enjoy them, but you're no longer surprised. I was actually surprised how the book ended, did not see it coming. And I was like, oh, I didn't have like this huge emotional reaction because I'd still like that, but definitely did not. And I was like, usually when that happens, I'm like, oh, I kind of saw it coming. I just didn't think much about it. Did not see it coming at all.
That makes me very happy.
I thought you would find it.
I honestly think I read this book like 2 years ago. I don't think I've read anything since that has like had that big of like a shock to me.
I people had written to me when you given me the book. People had heard about this book and they're like, oh yeah, wait till you find out the ending. And I forgot that people had told me that, and I was like, oh, maybe I should have been paying attention to that. But I was like, when that happened, when the big twist happens, because that's what these thrillers do, that's not even a spoiler. It's a thrilling book. It's going to take a big twist. That's how these book ends. I was like, did not see it coming, was not on my radar. Bravo, you got me.
I'm so happy.
This must be really good because Brett's the type of person where if you like really hype something up for him,
I usually then
strays the other way. It's just who he is.
Yes.
That's just the type of person
I'm
he
annoying
is.
Like that. I know it's annoying, but yes.
So this must be really good. Give people the information on this book.
Yeah, so it's called The Silent Patient by Alex Michael Dides or something. Oh. I don't know. I don't know how you say his last name, but Who's up next? Kevin, Hannah?
I do. I want a different thriller. So if anyone has a book they would recommend, now that I'm knocking things off, you know, reading books.
Yeah.
And I did it this weekend, which I thought you would be shocked because I had the basement that I was dealing with it.
Yes. But I honestly forgot you had it.
I was like super stressed and couldn't sleep. And so when I can't sleep, I can't not do anything. So I read. And so I read for like an hour when I couldn't sleep and finished the book. And it did take a twist. And so I'm looking for another book that might surprise me. If you guys want to text in suggestions or reach out to us on social media.
Yeah,
whatever.
I need suggestions too because I can't find anything better than this book. And they want the thrill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Suspense. You know, killers, we like all that. 314-531-9898. If you have a book suggestion, we're going to start a book club eventually. But yes, you got your book back.
Yay!
One of the things we like to do on the Brett Mega Show is to consider you friends and family, and we like to do events with you all the time. So we've done like movie nights and Cardinals games and city games. We have another Brett Mega Show night where we all can get together. We'll give you an opportunity to hear all about that and win tickets to that experience in about 5 minutes. First, we have to talk about how on a girl's night out, Hannah embarrassed herself. What happened?
Yes, I didn't even tell AV about this because I was so ashamed of myself.
Because your girl's night out was with her.
Yes. So ahead of that, it was Saturday night. I just woke up from a nap. I knew that I had to meet AB at the symphony, but I was just like dragging. It was rainy. I couldn't have enough energy. So I was thinking, okay, the only thing I know that'll cure me right now is an Alani Nu Dream Float. You guys know I'm obsessed with those. They're my favorite, but they're so damn hard to find. I knew that none of the gas stations around me had them. I knew that none of the stores. So as I was on my way to the symphony in my full glam, like you got to dress up for the symphony. So I'm in heels, nice jeans, trench coat, hair and makeup fully done. I had to go to the only place I knew around me that had it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the local club fitness.
Oh my
god. So I had to go into the local club fitness, like being full ritzed up just to get an Alani Nu Dream Float.
She just walked in and bought the energy drink and then left?
Yeah, and it was so embarrassing. You should have seen the looks I got because I strutted right in there.
I strutted.
Right.
I'm sure you did.
Right to the fridge, went out to the checkout counter, and literally people were doing like double takes because, you know, they're sweating. They just got off the stair stepper, and here I am in my heels in full glam just going in there to get an energy drink.
Any other energy drink you can buy at like any gas station.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy a different energy drink?
Because it's not the same. Like I knew I had to have like good energy for the night, and Alani Nu Dream Float just does something to
me. I can't believe you don't have those stocked up in your car.
Yeah.
Didn't we buy
like,
a bunch for your birthday?
Right.
I went through them. Guys, I need the energy.
How long ago was your birthday? 6 weeks ago. You
this
drank
is a
all
real addiction.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real
my
addiction.
My mom only got me Alani Nu for my birthday. You guys got me some. Like everybody went out and like found them, but I need more.
So you were like an addict, like looking for like a hit. You're just going anywhere you can
go. Yeah.
Yo, man, let me get some of that. Let me get some of that dream float.
And I knew I was an addict because even when I went up to the counter, I was like, I know, like I look crazy, but I needed this. Yeah, I just had to like admit it right away because I knew I was getting judged. I was like, I know I'm crazy, but check me out.
Okay. Tell everyone though that there's evidence.
There is evidence. I knew I was embarrassing myself, so I recorded this whole experience.
So you can watch it. Are you going to post it on our Insta story?
Myself. Yep.
Go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, so you can see Hannah embarrass herself as she looks for her drugs. This dream float and hit up her hit up her drug dealer.
That does sound like drugs. Yeah. She's addicted to that dream float stuff.
Let me get that, please. All right, another Brett Mega Show night for you, your friends, and family all to come hang out with us and have a fun experience. That's what we do. We love to hang out with you guys. Mm-hmm. We all love to go do stuff together. And one of the best holiday traditions that you could have is to go to the Polar Express at Union Station.
Oh my gosh. I have never been to this and I am so excited. Polar Express is one of my favorite movies. I've never let it go. I've held on to it since my childhood. So I cannot wait to experience it myself.
It's also a book.
Yeah. Well, come on. When you think of it, you think of the movie.
Yes. So they actually get to experience what it's like to visit the North Pole. My family does this every single year. Well, this will be our third year doing it, I think, since our son is born. And it is so much fun. It is an experience. It does really bring that holiday magic. Yes. And so we have tickets for you to come with us on Monday, November 18th, because it fills up. It's really hard to get into the Polar Express. We have a 4-pack of tickets right now for the Polar Express. We're all going to be there. Ride the Polar Express with you and experience the magic of taking the Polar Express to the North Pole. And the big guy might be there. 314-531-9898. Caller 18 will hook you up with Polar Express passes for our Polar Express night at Union Station on November 18th, a week from today. Today's not Monday.
Whoa!
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I have this year's Grammy nominations, and guys, it's going to be a bloodbath. I'll share them with you in just 3 minutes.
We're going to be living like royals on our Polar Express. We'd be real fancy on the Polar Express headed to the North Pole. Kyla, you want to come with us on the Polar Express?
Yes!
Congratulations!
So fun!
Do you have kids, Kyla?
I do. I have a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Oh my God, they are going to love it. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to be drinking that hot cocoa on the Polar Express, singing the songs, and having a blast as we head to the North Pole together. Monday, we're going to be at the Polar Express at Union Station, and you're going to be with us. And your kids are going to feel like the magic of Christmas.
Thank you!
All right, hold on. Kyla, we'll get your info for that Polar Express ride less than a week away. Let's find out all the Grammy info.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I love this time of year, figuring out award nominations and stuff like that. And I just found out the nominees for the 2024 Grammys. So strongly leading the pack is Beyonce. She's nominated for 11 different awards, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year. She just has so many things going for her, which makes me so relieved because Beyonce's been snubbed majorly when it comes to her Cowboy Carter album. None of the country music award shows would like give her the time of day. She did not get the recognition from that. So finally the Grammys see her and notice her and gave her 11 different nominations this year.
Yeah, she has also won the most Grammys of all time and has never won Album of the Year.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. But she's going to have to go against Taylor Swift, which I feel like has never lost Album of the Year. No one's ever won Album of the Year 4 times except for Taylor Swift. This would be her 5th. I feel like Torture Poets Department.
To pass that along.
Torture to Poets Department's better than Midnight's, which won last year. And I think still Beyonce wins it. I don't see country albums win, but I feel like this is Beyonce's year. Can you imagine Beyonce finally winning Album of the Year and having to beat Taylor Swift? And other people that are nominated too is like Billie Eilish, who the Grammys love.
So
you have to be like who the Grammys love. This would be the ultimate like cherry on top of her Grammy award winning career.
Right. The irony being that Beyonce will win with a country album.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there would just be a ton in that. I don't know. I'm still kind of rooting. I know that Sabrina Carpenter is nominated for Album of the Year.
They love that album.
I'm such a Sabrina Carpenter stan. AB made me one. And so I'm here. I'm hoping that she has 6 nominations. A lot of the different people.
She's never been nominated before.
She's going to, I think
no,
she's
now
gonna,
she's nominated for a ton of things.
Yeah. She's going to win Best New Artist. And I think that's a big deal.
I think she deserves more than just Best New Artist.
album is nowhere close to what Beyonce and Taylor Swift right. or even Billie has done, but
I
do think that the Grammys do take Best New Artist very serious, and winning that award is going to be huge for her career. Like, Adele's won it, Carrie Underwood's mm-hmm. won it, Maroon 5. Like, this is who they call as their shot of who the biggest it artist of, and I think it's going to be Sabrina.
I don't know. The Grammys definitely have their ways. They like to do things the same. They have their favorites, yada, yada. So I would love to have just like a giant surprise with yeah. Sabrina Carpenter or someone like that winning such a big award instead of them going with their usual.
I mean, Beyonce's never
yeah,
won it.
I think that's usual.
I know, but she always wins right. other stuff right. with the Grammys. That's what I'm saying. They still love her. Even though she's never got an album, they still love
yeah,
her. Clearly, they love Taylor Swift, giving her album of the year every year. So I would love to have like a giant Grand Slam shock this year with Sabrina Carpenter.
Like a country artist.
Right.
Win album of the year. Who's not a country
she's
artist?
She's nominated for 10 other things as well, okay? She's fine. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
If you hate your best friend's boyfriend, should you speak up and say, I hate this dude? 314-531-9898. I asked this question because people polled and they were pretty split on this. It was like almost 50-50. 57% of women felt like they owe it to their friend to be completely honest. 43% said, mind your own business. It's not your relationship. Who cares what your thoughts and feelings are on him because you're not the one dating him. 314-531-9898. Hannah, your best friend's dating a guy you can't stand. What do you say?
This is a really hard topic and question.
No, actually. It's really simple. Mind your own damn business. Stay out of the relationship. You will get killed as the messenger. It is the easiest question. There are times when you should lie. I've said this before. Honesty is so important. 97% of the time. There are a few situations where someone asks you a question and you lie. Do you like my boyfriend? Yep. Great. Because they're not going to change their opinion. If anything, you're just going to get shot.
I've been on both sides of this. I've been someone who hates my friends' boyfriends, and I've also been the girl who my friends didn't like my boyfriend. And so I've been on both sides of this, and I think overall, I'm with Brett. I think you just gotta weather the storm. It ruins it. It could ruin your friendship. Some lessons are learned best by someone just going through a process.
Yes.
And you being the one trying to teach them the lesson as their friend, it's going to go bad.
Do you know how many people in the history of this conversation said, hey, do you hate my boyfriend? They said, yes. And then I'll break up with them. Zero.
Yeah, that
Zero
doesn't happen.
They
just got to go through it themselves.
You're getting nothing from this.
I mean, surprise, surprise, I disagree with both of you.
Why? Why would you do this to yourself or them?
I have told my friends before that I don't like your boyfriend. Has it changed? Did they break up with them because I said that?
Nope.
No.
Then it just adds an extra like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, now they judge me. Now I feel awkward. Now I don't want to talk about
it. But the thing is,
her.
Like, Brett, if I had one, and I introduced him to you, I would want you to be completely honest with me from the beginning.
Okay.
I think at the beginning of a relationship, you want outsiders' opinions. If you're a year or two in, whatever people are going to say isn't going to change. I don't think that you can really say anything. But at the beginning, I want people's opinions because it's still new.
I think first impression, fine. Okay, first impression, first time we meet. But then once you get past that first impression, your opinion doesn't exist. Like when you first started dating someone, the friend introduction to the friend's day. That's your chance. If you don't say anything on the introduction to the friend's day, it's over, baby.
Yeah.
And even then, once we get to the point of like, I want to introduce you to the friends, sometimes they've been dating for so long that like you just got to that point. You're like, No, we're, like, I'm not saying anything.
I hate the whole, like, you know, you date, you don't like them, and then they break up, and then the friends are always like, oh, well, I never liked him anyway.
Yes. Right.
I hate that. Just, like, tell me. Because then I feel like an idiot if I'm dating someone and everyone's like, he's a horrible person.
Yeah, is,
no,
is there
you got to learn that lesson yourself. Yeah, it's not your friend's place to
It's also not your
you
relationship.
That, and you will resent them.
The other thing is, you don't have to like them. Like, Hannah, you know, is dating a guy. I'm not dating him. Like, maybe this dude's awesome. And 99% of the time, guys especially are completely different behind the scenes than they are with their friends or a group
That's
of friends.
That's very true.
Like, all of a sudden, they're with your girlfriends, like Mr. Purse Holden guy. You know, they're great. And then you go home. I don't know how that dude is. Maybe he's a huge jerk. And then I'm like, Hannah, I love him. He's the greatest guy ever. And like, well, like, I think sometimes you just got to let yours, like, if they come to you and like needs like advice mm-hmm. on a very serious situation, that's different than like, do you like him? Yeah. Do I look fat in this dress? No. Like, same world. And like the answers are just general answers that you need to hear.
I don't know. I think it's about approach too. I think if you can approach your friend, because it is unfortunately something you're going to have to eventually, you know, get used to if you don't like this guy, because that is your friend. That you're going to be hanging out with this guy that you don't like, it is going to create resentment. It is going to build, and eventually it's going to come out, and then it's going to ruin your friendship with your friend.
If my closest family and friends do not like who I'm dating, I would second guess that person.
You're better off than checking with the dog than you are with your friends or family.
No, never.
314-531-9898. Should you speak up if you do not like your friend's boyfriend, or it's not your boyfriend? Stay out of your way. It's okay. You can tell me. What do you really think of them? That's what they say to you. Your best
it's
friend asks you. Yeah, it's a trap, question. If you're dating someone and you ask your best friend, do you like them? Do you, be honest. You want us to lie to you. You want the best friend to lie. 314-531-9898. 57% of women said, hey, no, they owe it to their friend to be completely mm-hmm. honest. And AB had pointed this out. This happens all the time. A couple breaks up like, I never liked him anyways.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? Like, you just left
me. You could have saved me years of heartbreak then, had you just told me that.
It's because you're not going to listen to me. They never end up listening. And
correct.
You're not the one in the relationship. Maybe it's the guy's perspective in me. Like, guys, you know how many guys have asked this question? Zero. Guys never ask another guy, hey, do you like this girl I'm dating? They never. Women always ask, do you like the boyfriend? Like, and then if a girl does ask me that, I'm like, yeah, he's the greatest guy I've ever met. I don't care. I'm not in a relationship with
him. That's true. Your friends aren't dating him. You are.
And so each relationship's different. Are you happy? Like then I'm happy for you. What do people say on the text line?
We got a text saying, I went through this with my friend multiple times. I never said anything until she asked, and I was honest but gentle. I was always there for her and would give her sound advice, but I wouldn't be upset when she didn't take it. Honesty is best, but the approach is really important.
I know people always bring up the approach. I really want to hear this conversation go on. Hey, do you like my boyfriend? Not really. Like, how do you gently say I hate somebody?
I like him with someone else.
Exactly. That's it.
Like, hey, if I saw him in the street, I wouldn't break.
Right.
Like, that's a gentle. I hate him. I mean, what kind of way is this? Matt, as a guy, just come on, man, you're right. Like, we don't speak up in this type of situation, right?
I don't think it's as easy as yes or no. I think that if it's just a personal thing, like you don't click and you don't like him, you keep that to yourself. But if he seems dangerous, if he seems narcissistic or drug user, I think you have to say something. And again, approach matters. They may or may not listen to you, but you still got to give them heads up.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. And it's a good point that, like, if you're in danger, but that's different than not liking someone. Like, this person's in danger. We have to stop them.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously we're not going to be okay with our friends getting abused. But, you know, if we just don't like them, I think you can't say anything.
It's also like, hey, do you find them attractive? Like, everyone has different types. Like, yeah, he's good, right looking for you, whatever. Like, I don't care. Kristen, you said you've come up with this situation so many times in your life. What is your rule that you have?
Yeah, I have a hard and fast rule where you bring it up once, you air out all your concerns, and then you never speak on it again. Because it's only going to create issues between you and your friend if you keep pushing the issue.
I would agree with that. Okay. That grudge, I'd still hold on to that.
Yes, I was like, there's
never
no way.
Forget it.
Yeah, and there's no way you ever forget that one conversation. Like, what's the point of having it one time?
Like, that one little thing you're dropping is a bomb.
Like, if I don't like him, you're not going to bring him around me. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, so then...
you need to know why.
Okay, but then they're not... That will affect the friendship. Yes. Here's the reality of the situation. Everyone starts off their relationship saying, like, hoes before bros and all that weird stuff that they say and stuff like that. And here's the deal... You end up choosing your boyfriend. That's who you spend more time with. And then you're going to ruin the friendship because the only those little times when you're like, oh, should we call, you know, Kayla up? You're like, no, Kayla hates you, so I can't call her up. And so if you're quiet, you're just like, oh, now we can all hang out. That's what ends up happening.
No, I think the friends usually tend to agree about disliking the boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so then it's a whole gang of people. That's really nice.
Doing this to someone.
like there's just better in numbers. Like if you're gonna tell somebody you hate somebody, you have like a whole group outing and then everyone
an intervention.
Says,
actually, yeah, that's how we phrased it last time.
There you go.
Enough said. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Hopefully you had a long weekend, and thank you to the men and women who have served our country. The reason we had that long weekend is because it was Veterans Day, so we appreciate you guys. And maybe you're busy, so you're like, what happened? Well, I'll read off a headline that's trending, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. We'll cover everything over the next 2 minutes. Like, how much does the average woman kiss before settling down?
Okay, we need a little bit more information on this one.
Average woman kisses 18 men before she settles down. Average man kisses 24.
Whoa.
Yeah, guys, more. Here's what's even more interesting. Average woman's first kiss, 14.
Really?
Really?
Yep. Average guy.
Remember.
Average man's first kiss is 16 or 18.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Yeah. So they once they get going, they start rolling.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
it takes a little while for them to get a kiss.
They might be a little late to the party, but they're showing up still.
Right. Give more nod.
What? We don't have a dump button, Brett, so tread lightly. Yes.
If guys want to be more successful at dating, they should nod more. Body language experts say nodding to a date while them talking shows that you're listening and absorbing what's being said. This actually takes effort for men because we only usually nod when we agree with something. Where women more nod more naturally in conversation, like they're just paying attention, so they'll nod. We only nod if we agree. So it's like, we agree with you. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I actually really agree with this. Anything that like lets us know you're paying attention and not just, you know, staring at your Xbox really helps out a lot.
Jeez, that shot's taken. Average American's attention span is shockingly short.
Yeah, because you're not nodding enough.
Mattel accidentally puts wrong URL on the back of Wicked Dolls, has to issue an apology.
No! What's going on? That's a really big deal.
Yeah, Mattel issued out these, like, Wicked Dolls for, you know, the big movie that's coming out. And on there said, you know, go to Wicked.com or whatever, and Wicked, whatever the URL was, to a porn site.
No!
No!
That could not be worse.
No! Oh, no!
Yep, they apologized for their misplay. Like, you can give us the dolls back if you want. But the kids had to like look up their dolls and all this
stuff. Oh my gosh. Wrong type of dolls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oops. It always leads to that.
Yeah.
Like every time someone does a misspeak, it always leads to a porn site.
Exactly. Oh, like, every time Santa goes, like, look at a link, it goes to a porn site.
I'm just nodding.
Yeah. Stop it, guys.
You're doing something wrong. If you every time you click at a link.
I'm just saying every time someone misspeaks, it always leads to that.
Hannah, every time.
Every time.
Another link.
Just never ends. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Oh, my. Walked into that one.
Yeah, you did. Anyone really good at like those do-it-yourself projects? What have you done so you can brag about yourself? Like, hey, Brett, I redid my entire basement. 314-531-9898, where you actually did all the labor, because I'm terrible at it. And I was, speaking of basements, doing that this weekend for the most part. I know you guys look at me and you think, man, that guy probably has a big tool shed in the back and he probably just walks around with a tool belt around his house at all times. That's what you probably think, right? No, guys, feel free to jump in and say, like, hey, Brad, you look like just like, you know, a woodsman.
You know,
real
Brett,
tough guy.
You are brought up when it comes to people doing like handiwork, but you're never brought up in a good sense. Like every time I see someone building something, I'm like, oh man, you know Brett I work with, he could never do this.
That's what you guys say about me?
Yes.
Hey, I was just like you, Brett, until I found YouTube. And YouTube has helped me actually do things around the house that I never thought I could do before.
Shut up. Kevin's even good at it too.
Yeah, well,
we
had the oven kaput. The heating element, the little coil down there stopped. You know, it was gonna, yeah. It was like, oh my God, that's wrong. That's glowing wrong. It looks like it's going to catch the house on fire.
That's what I would do. I just kick it.
So Sarah and I were talking about, you know, hey, we got to get a new oven. And I went, you know what? Let's see if we can actually replace this coil. Let's see if it's possible. And I Googled it, and sure enough, there's YouTube videos on it. The part is available.
Shut up.
Ordered the part, put it in. The house has not burned down.
Yes.
Wow.
We've used the oven several times, and it works. And I sat back and I went, this YouTube thing really, really works.
Kevin, I'm so proud of you.
Me too.
Yeah. I've never done that.
I have a friend from college. Her name's Kristen. She was 9 months pregnant and was redoing the inside of her entire house. And like as she was showing me things, she was like, yeah, the vent was in the ground right here. We didn't really like it there. So I revented it and put it in the wall. They redid the entire kitchen like herself.
Damn.
Now that's impressive.
This is crazy.
I'm the worst. Like this weekend, I had to cut up carpet. And my son, like, my wife's a play therapist, and really, man, it's so funny how, like, kids use play. And then my kid was, like, with his sand tray, he's like, oh, I'm just cutting up carpet over here. He was reenacting carpet being cut out, because this is what he saw. And then I had to cut into the drywall, and I was letting him use the, like, saw and showing him how to use it and stuff like that. And he was like, man, thanks for letting me do that. I realized I'm the worst person to show this kid anything.
I know. Imagine how he's reenacting that.
Yeah, like, just chopping.
Probably backwards.
Yeah, man. Just backwards. But, yeah. Like, this is how you're supposed to hold a saw. Like, my dad taught me this. So, what did you guys do it yourself? You just crushed it, knocked it out of the park. I want you guys to brag and make me feel, like, really bad. And then, hoping we get, like, you know, somebody who just wants a side job and maybe wants to pick up. I'm so good at this. How about I come over and do it for you, Brett? Thanks. 314-531-9898. You did like a rehab project, or your significant other did a rehab project and just knocked it out of the park. What did you do yourself? I don't know about you guys. When you look at me, you just think, man, that guy could fix anything.
Mr. Fix-It, Brett Mega.
Hannah says that she actually thinks about me with repairs the opposite way. Like, oh, look at that guy. That's something Brett could never do. Yeah. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
I love you, Brett. Sorry.
But have you done something like that where you just did it yourself? You're like, you know what? I can do this. I got it. 314-531-9898. This past weekend, I got water in my basement, so I had to like cut up all the carpet. And speaking of just doing everything myself, I also had to rent a movie truck, move all the stuff into storage, cut out drywall. And I think like cutting into drywall is, you know, was my first experience.
Very handsy.
Lost my drywall virginity.
Nice. Congratulations.
It was a big day. It was a big
you did guys, involve. You did involve your son, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because my dad would never do that stuff. So my dad would be like, you know, hey, I need a Phillips screwdriver. I need this type of torch. I need the, and you'd be like, I'll get it myself. So that's cool that you are at least showing Theodore something.
Lord knows what he's showing.
Right. He went upstairs to go get something. I forgot what I needed. But he goes, Mom, I'm doing pretty good. I'm cutting that wall up, but Dad's bleeding.
Stop it.
It's because I was cutting my hands because, like, you know, like where the carpet was, those like nails were still sticking out. So I was ripping out the lower drywall and I kept cutting my hands. Mm. He's like, yeah, Dad's bleeding down there, Mom, but I got this. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Let the 3-year-old take over.
And my wife literally, she was like, yeah, I got more trust in the 3-year-old. You did it yourself, Emma. What'd you have to do?
Yeah. So we had actually bought a house in May. And it was a complete fixer-upper. The last time this house was updated was literally in the 60s.
Yeah, it's mine too, it seems like it.
Yeah. The carpet in the house was like 60 shag.
Oh, wow.
So we put a new flooring. The walls were like the wood paneling. So we put a new drywall, new plumbing, new electrical, new literally everything.
Did you have experience before, or did you just like, you know what, we saw this on, you know,
House Hunters?
Yeah.
Fixer Upper.
I'll tell you what, it was nothing like HGTV, but
My boyfriend is like a Bob the Builder, so he had experience with doing everything. I was more or less just the tool person.
Well, good for you.
All the tools for him.
He sounds really sexy.
Yeah, he sounds awesome.
Yeah, he sounds awesome. Yeah, he sounds great. Yeah, Bob the Builder over there.
Fred's like, I'm taking you off, dropping the call.
Bruno, you bought a house, didn't have something, and then just made something appear out of nowhere?
Yeah, so actually I put in my own garage.
What?
So the only thing I didn't do for it was pour concrete because it was going to be a lot of concrete, but pretty much everything else. It was me and my bud. My bud is a master carpenter, and all he asked was a case of beer. So we built it from the ground up, got permits for it and everything. I ran my own electrical because I'm an electrical engineer.
That would help.
I was also a carpenter as well. So we pretty much built it from the ground up, attached to the house with the door and everything, and had it running ever since. Did our own insulation, drywall, and everything.
Wow. You go, Bruno.
Also,
are you looking for a side gig?
Yeah.
You want to help somebody with a basement?
Bruno's over here like, I could do this stuff for a case of beer. I could talk for a living. So you need a guy to talk for you, Bruno? Like, I'm your guy.
It would be a fortune, but I'm in.
Thanks, Bruno. Screw you, man.
Scott texted in, and he's like, Kevin, he finished his whole basement from a blank concrete walls to fully finish, added a bedroom, living room, kitchenette, did it all, framing, flooring, drywall, all of it, from YouTube.
Wow.
That's what you need to do, Brett. Yeah.
Who would have thought a quote from today's show is, a guy who did all of that is like Kevin.
I know.
He learned from YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of Kevin. He gets to just claim that he did all that
Kevin,
other stuff.
The man's man of the show.
Yes.
That's right. My house is still standing. It hasn't caught on fire yet.
We're proud of you, Kev. Oh, Brett,
thank you.
Get on YouTube.
Thanks for rolling with us all morning commercial free. If you listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, this is pretty cool. This started just like today. Basically, you have a chance to be at one of the biggest concerts of all time with one of the last stops, the Eras Tour. Taylor Swift's last stop of the Eras Tour is in Vancouver. We're going to send somebody just for listening for an hour on the Odyssey app. You instantly qualify to see basically history.
Literally.
It was the biggest concert of ever. So all you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, and you are instantly qualified every single day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Machine Gun Kelly's song Last November has this crazy hidden tie. I'll explain it to you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last night I was in Hobby Lobby and literally gasped when I saw the notification that Megan Fox is now pregnant. So this is actually going to be Megan's fourth child, but her very, very first with boyfriend Machine Gun Kelly. So she made this announcement on Instagram by posting like a little modeling pic where she's holding her baby bump in a very like Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly way. Like she's kind of like dripping in black ink, so to speak. But then the second picture was the positive pregnancy test. And the really like hidden tie, heartfelt part of this is she captioned the pictures, "Nothing is ever really lost, welcome back," and put Machine Gun Kelly's song in the background, Last November, which is a song all about the lost pregnancy that him and Megan previously had. So what a hidden tie that they lost their last child last November due to a miscarriage, and now this November, they're pregnant again.
Full circle moment for them. So happy for them. There have been a couple that's been on again and off again, and obviously having a child doesn't just solve the relationship issues that they've had. So I hope that they've found themselves in a better place. I know that I've heard in interviews that he's really tried to tackle sobriety and things like that, and it seems like he's in a better place, she's in a better place, and now they're going to have a baby together. Good for them.
Yes, hoping the best for them. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Doing this will cause you to lose 6 days of your life every year, by the way.
Every year. Okay, I'm going to say doom scroll on TikTok.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You think we doom scroll at least 6 days of our life away?
Oh, if not more.
Oh, see, I was thinking this is like costing you 6 days of your life because like the end of your lifespan, you're
going
to lose
like
that
smoking
much.
Smoking and something like
that? Yeah, and I think it's overeating during the holidays. That's what I think it is. So I think you lose like, I don't know, almost like a year.
Yeah.
No,
I was thinking that way too. I'm going to say binge drinking.
Mm. What?
Will make you lose 6 days of your life?
Yeah.
Or, but it,
yeah, I just, it's crazy how you guys took that as the
Megamind. I took it as, it is the way Hannah took it. It's something you
how
do.
Are you going to die, Megamind?
Could bet. It is something that we waste 6 days of our life doing. Okay, yeah.
Eating at the holidays. Yeah. There's a lot of food.
You're sitting at that kitchen table.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Megaminds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Doing this will cause you to lose 6 days from your life each year. Something we all have probably guilty of doing. It is hitting the snooze button.
Really? Not
that's,
I.
That's probably more than 6 days in my life.
I was going to say AB, who is a snooze button queen.
Yeah.
How many alarms do you
set? I think I set seven. Every single morning.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Seven. Hannah, no snooze button. Kevin wakes up before his alarm gets up.
That's just crazy.
I'm not a snooze button guy either, so AB, you make it up for all of us.
I really am.
I'm just always so excited to come to the show.
Not you, AB, huh?
Nope. No comment.
Megaminds.
Kevin's a criminal. Of all the people on the show, the guy who commits the most crimes is Kevin.
I disagree.
Okay.
I will say I'm an accessory. I don't believe I'm a criminal.
Explain yourself. What happened this weekend,
okay,
Kevin?
So this weekend, my wife and I were grocery shopping, and we were at Walmart, and we do the self-checkout, and we put everything in the cart, and we're walking out, and we even got stopped by somebody there, you know, the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper of the receipt checker?
Yes, and they checked the receipt and everything, and I said, okay, great. We walk out to the car. We start putting our groceries in the car. And then Sarah, my wife, notices that we have a bunch of thread underneath the little seat there of the cart that we didn't pay for. And I'm tallying it up and going, that's about $5-6. We should probably go back and pay for that. And she goes, nope.
Blame the wife.
She goes, no, because if we go in, it's going to create more issues, more drama. Plus, we're going to get the checker in trouble, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, you guys were looking out for
that
guy.
Yeah, he's really looking out for her.
He should get in trouble because he wasn't doing his job right. And then look, you ended up stealing.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I was like, wow, what would have happened if we would have gotten stopped? What are you trying to do with this? And you're like, okay, yeah, we're going to pay $150 worth of groceries, but we're going to try to save $5 on thread.
Really getting his yarn
right.
Times are tough.
Black market, man.
But okay, now you can say it's part of my
rap
sheet.
That's your criminal, yeah.
Yeah, you could say that.
That's your criminal, yeah.
That I took it home and we have used it since. But what do you do? It's under, like I said, about under $6-7.
No one in the history of grocery shop has ever gone back.
Yeah,
for something that's $5.
My best friend always goes back.
See, for $5 worth of stuff.
Yes. I would have so much anxiety and feel like it was like a whole scheme, and then I'd get like arrested for it later on that I feel like I'd have to
go
back.
You literally steal stuff every other day.
That's different. I'm consciously stealing.
Who do you think is listening? Does she think someone from the company's listening?
Yeah, what is this change of?
Right. Who are you? Like doused in holy water all of a sudden. Oh, I would always go back. Right. I would never do that. Look, who is listening? Your aunts, your uncle? What is happening? You would never go back, ever. You steal on purpose.
It's different stealing from work than from a store. Oh. Is it? Yes!
No!
You're Walmart. Stealing from someone who's going to fire you.
Yes, work stealing. Our company we know is broke. They went through like a public bankruptcy. Yep. Walmart's doing good, guys.
Yep, yeah. This is supposed to be about Kevin being a thief.
I was appreciating you taking the heat off of me, Hannah, so thank you.
Walmart is rolling in the dough. Yeah. Walmart is good. Well, like, guys, I think Walmart's like, it's cool.
I know, but I don't want to lose the self-checkout. I don't want to be the guy.
Kevin, you're not going to be the one.
I don't want to be the guy.
To be like, you know what? That's the last straw on the camel's back. We're done. Damn sewing stuff is missing. That's it.
I can't wait for the public's like press conference for Walmart. Like, guys, we were doing self-checkout and it was all going smooth until this guy in St. Louis stole this stuff at the self-checkout and it ended. Mm-hmm. It ended, and I hope that it's a note for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you're Hannah, it's cool. We know you would have went back. That's what they say. They're going to say it at the press conference.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.